I wrote a few days ago an article on titled Pride Month is Dying, or Why Pride Month is Dying. My view on it is you might have noticed a lot of the corporations did not change their social media logos to the rainbow. There's been reports of Target stores, which were notorious for how in your face they were, are really not promoting those displays quite the same. One of the other things I think is significant, it's anecdotal, but it matters, is in the comments sections under when sports teams or whatever announced their Pride Night, it used to be 50-1 in favor of, oh, this is great, we got to support these people too. Now it's the opposite direction. It is few and far between for support, and just a lot of people saying, we're sick of it. This, we don't need to do this. Stop it. But then there were statistics that the GOP in the last 3 years has seen its gay marriage support drop by 14%. And a Guardian report last year said that U.S. Just across the nation, support for LGBT rights and gay marriage and things like that dropped for the first time since 2015. So I feel like a vibe shift is happening. Some people say it didn't. And what I was going to bring you guys into this conversation to talk about was the objections that I got. And I'll start with the first one. This is only a result of the election. Some people pointed out that, you know, government funding was pulled from certain things. So maybe companies and others aren't getting money kind of filtered through back channels for promoting these things. That's a possibility. But that is the only reason. And with the change of president, it will be completely back to where it was in 2021, 2022. What do you guys say to that?
I disagree. I think the reason we have the president we have is because the vibe shift was already taking place before the president. I think people are tired of it. The Dylan Mulvaney thing, you referenced this in the article. That's immediately where my mind went on this. I think though obviously we do not support alcohol on this podcast, we don't support Bud Light, anything like that. That was a turning point that Bud Light really overstepped, and everybody said, hey, this is a beer company. What are you doing with a transgender person that doesn't represent quote unquote American values? That seemed to be a huge overstep on their part, a huge misstep, I should say. And so, yeah, that was already taking place. This vibe shift, you were feeling it. And I think COVID was kind of the wake up moment for a lot of people concerning government, concerning BLM, concerning LGBTQ, all of those things, I think, kind of came into the public consciousness of, hey, wait a minute. I don't think this is right. So I don't think this is a political shift just because of Trump being in. I certainly think that helps like shut some of these things down. I don't think the vibe shift is just from that, though. Will, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think about two things. One, and both of these have to do with kind of transgenderism being wrapped up in the LGBTQ agenda. I think, and Jackie, I think you made the excellent point in the article, like this is where that inevitably leads. Like there is no just stopping with gay marriage and, well, you know, just let them do what they want to do. And that's the end of it. That's all they're asking for. At the end of the day, it's not, because it devolves into a lot of these other things that we're seeing. But I think about how much the transgenderism movement, I do think, has harmed, and I think obviously that's positive for us because we don't believe in it, has harmed this agenda for two reasons. One, and Joe, you're right about the Dylan Mulvaney thing. I think that was a huge, huge aspect of this. When you see the boxer is the one that I think of. Of course, Leah Thomas is pretty well known of the man that dominated the women's swimming competition. Riley Gaines was now a prominent commentator, essentially like a political commentator, and she made the news for essentially kind of calling this out. Brought a lot of attention to it, and everybody saw those pictures. Like, yeah, huh? That's kind of weird, considering he's this guy, William Thomas, that changed into Leah Thomas, is like over 6 feet and like very broad shoulders. And then that boxer, I apologize, I don't remember the name, but that Name news just Khalif. Came out that it, yeah, the news came out recently that it was confirmed, just like we all suspected, that he had male genetics, male DNA, and so I think that combined with, so there's the one side. I think also Elon buying Twitter to the point where a lot of the stuff that was going on that was just horrific, stuff being done to kids, the obviously drag queen story hour, but you know, basically kind of some of the things that what the these people, the transgender individuals and of course homosexuals, what they're doing in the school systems and all that, it got revealed. it got kind of shown, and people started getting clued into like, oh, this isn't just a in the privacy of their own home type of thing. They are really trying to disciple kids and really trying to push this on young people, and in some cases, do awful things to young people. And so I think that contributed to it as well, personally, is just the fact that a lot of people's eyes were opened. And while they were willing to cross the line of, okay, maybe I don't believe in gay marriage, but if they want to do that, go for it. A lot of people aren't willing to cross the line of Drag Queen Story Hour. And again, what a lot of these public school teachers in, other states and things like that are trying to push to young kids, and they're just out on it. I think a lot of that's where a lot of the political and societal discussion went. So I think that harmed the LGBTQ movement personally. Even like you said, Joe, even before Trump got elected. So those are my thoughts, Jack. I'm sure, of course, you wrote the article. Sure, you got some thoughts as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that the transgenderism thing was like, whoa, this is way too far. But I think in the meantime, it caused people to look back at the gay marriage, in the privacy of their own home, and it's not hurting anybody, and looking at it like, well, actually it is. And not
Yeah,
just because it goes
right.
to this extreme, but like, I don't know if you guys saw the story about Glenn Greenwald. He's a international reporter guy. He's a gay man, was married to another man, all that. And video leaked out of him, not it's just very salacious. Look like drugs. Look, and this is a man that they adopted sons, and so he's got his sons in presumably in the house where he's got a male prostitute there with him, and it was awful. I didn't watch the video of these are descriptions because I have no interest in putting that in my mind. I don't endorse or think anybody needs to go look for that, but. People see, hey, these are not people like me and you. It's just a
Yeah.
man and not a woman. It's degeneracy from top to bottom of this entire movement. And yeah, I think that's part of it.
And as you said, it's not just the corporations. Though we do see like Target is shifting and a few of these are shifting, it is the people in the comments. I looked at one, Jack, I think you linked to this on your Twitter, but the or X, sorry, the Yankees came out
Yeah.
and they did their rainbow color. And everybody goes, oh, see, still around. You look at the comments, and I mean, I read like the first 30 comments. They were all negative, to your point. So that's the vibe shift, is even if the companies aren't there yet, or the sports teams, or the brands, people are there. People are real sick of it.
Which,
And I saw a
well,
few of those.
this goes back to our Wokeism is Dying episode on Think Deeper a couple months ago now. It is no longer the quote unquote cool thing to do to be woke. Like it's just not. And I think a lot of the corporations and you could say, and I think this is probably some legitimacy to the idea that like they know it's not in the zeitgeist right now, and so they're just kind of waiting around until maybe it is again. Like their personal agendas haven't gone away; they're just kind of playing to the crowd. I suppose that's probably a legitimate conclusion. However, you see, and this was a couple of days ago, so it might have changed. But I was reading up on like the NFL and their Pride Month, which you I don't know if y'all remember. Like 3 4 years ago, you could not get away from seeing that stuff all over the place. Every team would change their logo to that on their profiles. They would. Stuff would be posted all the time. Of course, there's no NFL on in June, but still, like it was pretty inescapable. As of 2 days ago, and I do apologize, this might have changed. I know this video comes out later. There were 10 teams that had not posted a thing about Pride Month. That was on June the 3rd, where 22 of them had, but 10 of them had not. And so, again, 3 4 years ago, man, June 1st, every team, bam, like we gotta do our
Like clockwork, yeah.
token virtue signaling here, and it's. I think businesses and corporations and sports teams or whatever are realizing this is not nearly as looked upon favorably. Just like a lot of the woke stuff, the Me Too movement kind of died pretty rapidly, as we talked about with the Blake Lively situation kind of being a demonstration of that, all kind of stuff like that. So I think
That
that
is
contributes to it as well. Go ahead.
where Trump coming in has helped,
Yeah.
I think, because the DEI shutting all those things down. So I agree with that.
Yeah, the other one was Dez Bryant, former player, tweeted about the NFL is gay. Like, no, it's not. I'm going to teach my sons this is not what football is. That kind of thing
Wow.
would have just ruined somebody's life to say that, a few years ago. So it is changing. I do believe, I fully agree with some people that these are cynical, money-driven changes for like a Disney and a Target. Like, they didn't ideologically get on board, but it's a good sign that they feel like they do need to do this. And I don't, as you guys said, I don't think it has anything to do with. Well, there's a new president, and when another president comes in, it's going to change. No, it's the people who don't want this anymore, and I think that's the tea
which is
leaves
great.
That they're reading.
That's
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah.
It's a very positive shift. So that's our Think Fast for this week. Again, thanks for everyone who's tuned in and for the episode, the interview that we've had. We have the Deep End coming up on Friday, so get your comments in. I think we should get some really good ones this week. And so we're looking forward to that. Join us there, focuspress.org/plus, and we'll talk to you guys on the next one.